Okay, it's step 24, and what are we talking about today? Well, we have to talk about the tools of the trade. Listen, every profession has a tool, every single one of them. I don't think there's anything that you can do for employment that doesn't have a tool. I mean, if you're a cook, you have all kinds of bowls and measuring cups and tools that you need. If you're a lawyer, you have all kinds of reference books and pens and pencils and binders and all kinds of things that you need. If you're a judge, well, there's all kinds of things that you need when you're sitting up there in your robe and your whatever that thing is that they hammer down. Anyway, the point is that psychics and mediums need tools as well. And tools can just be that little thing that helps open up the gateway to the other side. Whether those are oracle cards, whether it's tarot cards, whether it's pendulums, whether it's crystal balls, scrying, that's what you do with a crystal ball, whether it is rune stones, there's so many tools and so many things that a psychic and a medium can use that I could be here all day with you talking about them. But instead of being here all day with you talking about them, I would much rather tell you about them and then have you go and research them. See, one of the things that a lot of psychics and mediums didn't have is they didn't have Google. So back in the day, they had to go and try and figure this out for themselves. They had to try and learn and figure out how they were going to develop their intuition. And they learned about cards through word of mouth. They learned about tarot cards, possibly from a class that was going on around them. But you guys have the ability to be able to go to Google and to search psychic mediumship tools. And you're going to find a ton of things that come up. You're going to learn about pendulums. You're going to learn about oracle cards. You're going to learn about tarot cards. You're going to learn about rune stones. You're going to learn about crystals. You're going to learn about scrying with a crystal ball. You're going to learn about numerology. You're going to learn about I Ching. You're going to learn about so many things because there are so many psychic tools. And which one is right for you? Well, the only way you're going to know is if you try them. That is why it's so important for a psychic medium to step outside of their comfort zone and try new things. For me, I'm very much drawn to oracle cards. I love them. I find them to be the thing that just gives me this comfort and this ability to be able to think outside of my comfort zone and receive a little bit of a message that maybe spirit hadn't downloaded to me yet. I love the way the pictures are. I love the guidance that they give. I love the synchronicities. I have also used tarot cards, and tarot is its own divination system. It has kind of its own rules. It has major arcana cards and minor arcana cards. It has 22 trump cards, and they're significant based on how they work together and how they work alone. So I find that to be a little bit different, as in you have to really sort of focus on the system that they're in. Whereas oracle cards don't have a system. So they can have any specific number of card decks or card numbers in there. They can have whatever the psychic or the medium that created them wishes. They may have goddesses, they may have angels, they may talk about self-care, they might talk about love life, finances, anything. And so I'm very much drawn to oracle cards. I'm also drawn to spirit animal cards. They have all kinds of animals on them, and I love using spiritual animal guidance. There's angel cards, which I also really love, and at times I will go to the angels for guidance because remember, we talked about who's over there, your team. Do I want to talk to a master guide? Do I want to talk to an angel? Do I want to talk to an archangel? Am I looking to talk to an animal spirit guide? Who is it that I'm looking to communicate with? And then there's also the astrological tool. A lot of people talk about astrology, and a lot of psychics and mediums use astrology for their messages, and they connect with the planets and the stars and the astrological houses. And that's absolutely okay. If that resonates with you, I definitely think that that's something that can be used as a tool to help guide you and give you information, whether that be for yourself or for your clients. But something that I want you to remember, know the tool that is best for me or best for your friend or best for your neighbor or best for anybody else is not always necessarily the tool that's best for you. You have to use what is right for you. Don't listen to anyone else, because intuitively there's going to be something that sinks within your soul. Sure, for me, it's oracle cards, but I have a lot of students that for them, it's been tarot cards. And I have one student who lives by the rules of her pendulum. So you've got to allow yourself to let go and to go with what works for you. And the only way to do that and to find that out is by you going and doing some investigating. So I know a lot of people say to me, hey, when I first started developing my mediumship and intuitive abilities, I found it to be a little bit expensive. I would fully agree on some levels. However, you don't have to buy the most expensive oracle cards. You can borrow things from a friend. You can go on Marketplace or on other sales things, and you can smudge and buy secondhand, and you can buy antiques. You can use a necklace as a pendulum. You can buy or use friends' cards. Just make sure you're smudging and cleansing them. Yes, I know that there's a bit of an investment that has to be made, but remember, this is your life. This is your abilities. I don't think anyone would take on trying to, you know, naturally develop their culinary skills without thinking that they had to spend a little bit of money, buy some really good tools, and then go to work. So I hope you enjoyed this step, because the best part of it is now is the time for you to go and explore. Get to Google, research the tools, go find them all, go use them all, go borrow them, go buy them, whatever you got to do. Use as many tools as you can in the next week, and then decide which one resonates the most with you.